89HAY Mobile.
DC9 TWX.
This is W9DLT net control for the fourth time test net. We are back on W9LY repeater 14697. This is W9DLP, Whiskey 9, Delta Lima Papa, Dave. We got control for the Fort County Siren Test Net. Looking for check-ins. The net is back over here on W9LY. This is W9DLP net control.
Copy that, N9ROM.
Yeah, I didn't want you to get lost in transition. Yeah, Kirk, I don't know if you'd copy the Kirk got it working again. Okay, sounds good, Bob.
Net control, this is KE9ALK.
Mr. ALK, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I am in position to cover 404.
Hey, copy. ALK's on 404. Yeah, we got a request list. That's not one of them, so you know, I don't want to chase out of them across the county.
Copy that. Yeah, I need to stay close to home today. Take care of the wife. KC9TWX.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. It does work. KUGB. You guys do great work. K88UGB listening on 97.
Hey, how you doing, Tony? And on YOU.
I'm doing good. I don't know why, I just thought about picking up the HT and seeing if everything was still working. For some reason, a little hotspot thing we got here didn't seem to be connecting. And then suddenly I saw the lights changing colors, so I'm thinking it acquired the network and I'm okay now. It is rather nice to be able to run an HT here in New Buffalo on, milliwatt power and still get into the repeater and be, I'll say intelligible, but that means I'd have to be intelligent. Over.
Yeah, I know what he means. Yeah, I'm actually going through top end 220. So yeah, it's nice being on maybe even a half a watt and still get in.
You're doing the same thing, and that's how you're getting into the theater. Okay, cool. It works, and I was going to demonstrate the other day, but I understand if something happens with the power, and the repeater will go down, and somebody has to reset it. So hopefully we'll find a remedy for that. But good to hear you. Trust you had a good weekend. A good new year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a good Christmas and good New Year. And finally done with the holidays. And kind of getting kind of messed up with work, you know. Christmas, we had, we took off a half a day on that Wednesday, Christmas Eve, and then go back till Monday. And then work 3 days, off one day. And then work Friday, and it was crazy.
I understand entirely. We used to do that sort of thing as well, and then finally, the places that I work don't do that anymore. They just decide, you know, half a day is not worth the trouble. So kind of like half a day of school, I guess. So a lot of places just basically shut down, which creates new opportunities.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, right, so let's see, what are we looking for next? I know what I'm looking forward to. I've got to get my ducks in a row for February. So I need to look around, see what I can get together, see what things I can get fixed and prepare for getting ready for moving them from my location to somebody else's location at HamFest.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that too. Kind of waiting on that. I just wanted to be here now, but I know, the year just started. So, but yeah, looking forward to doing that and getting stuff ready for that too. So, yeah, that's gonna be a fun time.
Well, sir, I want to get on with it. I got some things to do here at the house. I'm glad to know this was working. I'll leave my HD on my person as I'm touching around, trying to do some of this domestic stuff, cleaning up my own messes for one thing. It's a wonder what we can do in a short period of time making the mess. It seems like it takes forever to clean up the mess. See you later. Good to hear you. Thanks for the reply, by the way. KAQGB.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony. We'll talk to you later, and have a good evening. KAQGB 9YOU.